We're continuing our series for city transformation, and I have a young man here and would like to share what he's doing in the community. So share your thoughts and also the organization, the school that you go, and some other encouragement about what you can do for the community.
I go to Butler University, College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. And there is a organization, it's actually a community outreach pharmacy, which is held at in a downtown location around 10th and Rural Street. It's called the Butler University Community Outreach Pharmacy. It's partnered with Indiana University. Their med students run a clinic there, and the Butler University portion of it has a student-run pharmacy. And this pharmacy and the clinic are for anybody. We'll take anybody in, and it's basically free healthcare. They can see they'll see a med student. Then they'll see a doctor who will just oversee what the med student has done, and then they will refer them to our pharmacy, which has a set formulary of drugs, which we provide for free to anybody who goes through the clinic. And this happens every Saturday for a few hours, and it's a great opportunity to help the community out, and also it's great for the students to learn, for the health students at IU, the med students, to learn more about becoming a doctor, and for the pharmacy students at Butler to learn to become a pharmacist.
Okay, so what is there, like a qualification to be a patient there, and also what are the hours? And how would the community or those people in need can register?
It's for anybody. Anybody can walk in there. Usually you'll see patients who live within walking distance or biking distance. A lot of them are not very well to do. A lot of them have been out of work or maybe have gotten out of prison. Just people who are a little down on their luck, you could say, or going through a little rough time. And we'll take anybody. There doesn't need to be really any kind of proof of income or anything. And you can walk right in. You don't need to make an appointment. And it's basically every Saturday. Clinic hours are 10 to 2.
And what's the exact address?
It's held in the neighborhood Christian Fellowship, and I can't think of the exact address.
Okay. So based on your experience on this volunteerism, was there any, revelation for you or any encouragement for the young college students that, that they can volunteer? Any other needs that this organization can benefit from also?
Let me tell you that also at this clinic there are several partnerships within the Indiana University. There's, like I said, there's the Indiana University School of Medicine, there's the Butler University School of Pharmacy, there is also the Indiana University School of Dentistry. There is social work. There are law students there. So it's one of the most broadest types of these clinics actually in the country, with the offerings that they are able to provide at no charge to the public. But also it was really for pharmacy, you have to do a certain number of volunteer hours. So I was looking into areas that I could do volunteer hours in, and I found this. I heard about it. And so I decided I'd check it out, and I scheduled myself a few times to go. But then I over the summer, when I had a little bit more time, I would go week after week, and I really decided that it was something that I really liked and I want to continue doing.
All right, just another series of interviews for City Transformation. Thank you, Andrew.